trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
It is The Finish Line. It's here with me, Randy. And guess who's back?
Who's back?
Back again. Ashley's back.
Hello. I've missed you guys.
Tell a friend. She is back. She is back. She is back.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
And of course, Sideshow Matt, you know.
What up?
What up? Remember I was telling you I was going to bust your chops a little bit?
Yeah, bust my chops.
You know what I realized after listening to last week's show? Almost every segment you take us out on, you say, I'll talk to you later, like you're getting off the phone with your mom. All right, guys, talk to you later.
Listeners are supposed to be our friends.
They are.
So there you go,
but
man.
You're on the phone like a telephone call.
It's okay. It comes natural to me. I'm sorry.
Well, guys, we are in week 7 of The Finish Line, and I don't know if, I don't know why we're still here, but we are. I mean, I
like it.
Cool. Then we're going to stay as long as they'll have us. What do you think? Anyways, we've got 4 segments here. It's Halloween. So happy Halloween.
Yeah, bundle up. It's cold.
That's right. It's getting there. I mean, the last 2 days are like beautiful out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, last couple days, last week, it went from that really crappy snow that I continually talk about that's going to come soon. but it's almost like we're getting to enjoy fall here in Colorado, which is rad. Finish Line is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. If you guys don't already know, that's my shop right there on I-25 and Circle. It's sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, also with the Mike Shaw Auto Group. Big shout out to my boy Leet over there and Steve with American Battery. It's also in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, which is Ashley's little home away from home.
It is my home away from home.
So we're very, 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 very happy and excited to have her back. And you know, we're going to talk a lot about Johnny Martin's Car Central today. We've got 4 segments, so we'll get into that because you guys have a really bitchin' spot.
It's so cool inside. You know, it really is.
You've got, you got 3 pool tables in the back.
Yep, and the 2 race car simulators in the front. Now I'm showcasing rat rods.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're fun.
I haven't seen any rat rods in there normally. Do you guys, is this the first time?
Yeah, this is the first time I've had them in.
Okay.
So.
Now, where do you guys get these cars?
Ooh, anywhere I can get them.
Hey, you got a car? Cool car? Can I borrow it?
Do you have a connection? Do you know somebody?
And so do you guys carry it for like a week, a month?
A month? Yeah, we rotate every month.
Okay, so it's like rotating your stock. What was your guys' cars last week?
Not last week.
I'm sorry, last month. Cadillacs? Corvettes.
Yeah.
Because I make it a point to eat there every week. At least I try once a week.
Yeah.
At least Mondays.
At least Mondays, yeah.
No matter what, I don't miss a Monday. Sometimes I try to get in there like Tuesday or Wednesday. Never on Thursday, unless it's like before noon.
What's wrong with Thursday?
Well, no, I do it before noon on Thursday. And then every once in a while on a Friday, but never on a Saturday. So, kind of say that I'm a fixture on the wall there. I spend a lot of time at Johnny Martin's.
You are.
But great food. If you guys haven't gone down to Johnny Martin's, I suggest going down there. What's the address down there, Ash?
1 South Nevada, Suite 110, and we're located inside the Central Bancorp Plaza. So we're right on the corner of Colorado and Nevada, yes.
Okay.
Geez, I'm a little rusty today.
Well, you know.
It's not often you get like a 4-week vacation, huh?
Must be nice.
Yeah, sure. You know, right? Check that out. What else do you guys have? It used to be a private club, right?
Yep. Used to be a members-only club. September 4th, we opened to the public, so anybody is welcome to come in. Sundays are the only day that we're closed.
Nice.
So.
Well, even God rested on Sunday. You know what I mean? Sunday
yeah,
is
we all need a
day off.
Hate us.
What are you laughing at, Sideshow?
Nothing. I'm just a little giggling right now.
Well, he did on the 7th day he rested.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I read. I don't know what, you know.
Absolutely. Just hearing you say it just sounds funny.
Okay. Well, aha. Funny how, like I'm here to amuse you.
I'm not going to go further into this.
So this week, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to keep it kind of light and a little bit fun. You know, we're going to have Ashley back. We want to talk a lot about Johnny Martin's. Again, In and Out, that's my shop. We want to make sure that you guys understand why we're here. You know, we're here, well, to promote my shop, of course. You know, and also Johnny Martin's. We want to get you guys some love. So if you guys stay tuned, I know that we're going to be giving away some money, some gift certificates to entice you to come out and at least visit, see the beautiful Ashley, see her fantastic establishment.
Aw, thank you.
I really like that place, the ambience. If you guys have never been there, if nothing else, go for lunch. Go get a Reuben or something.
Yeah.
Chef is an amazing, I call him Chef. What's his name, Mike?
Eric.
Eric
Kirby, but I call him Chef as well.
I only learned him through you, so.
Right.
So I'm in there, I'm like, hey, what up, Chef? And he's like, looking, hey, what up? I'm like, well, you're the one who puts out all that amazing food. You know, you got to give him a little bit of love because, I mean, he's really good at what he does.
Yeah, he is.
So I'll give you kind of a preview. Like I said, it's going to be a light show. Segment two, there's these Instagram guys. This is pretty cool. There's these Instagram guys that buy all these supercars, these Lambos, these Ferraris, these Porsches, just really bitching rides. They have figured out a way to manipulate the system and save them some money. It's kind of weird because you figure if you're going to buy like a $250,000 or $500,000 car, you know, but you're going to try to cheat on taxes. So we'll get into that. Government's not happy about that. So, yeah, they owe a lot of money. So we'll get into that in a second.
Sounds like a fun story.
I've got something similar I'll share with that. It's not a complete secret, but, you know, segment three, we're going to talk really strictly about Johnny Martin's and In-N-Out. You know, because we are a car show. Both of them happen to have a lot in common with cars. You serve food.
You eat food.
There we go. Hey. looking at me, I don't miss a meal. So, and then segment four, we're just going to goof around. I mean, it's Halloween.
Goof around.
Yeah. In fact, that's what we'll do. We'll tie in a trick-or-treat. You can trick-or-treat at either Johnny Martin's, In-N-Out. We're going to have you stop by and see Steve over at American Battery. And get you guys some money, because I don't know about you, but money motivates me.
Oh, yeah.
I like money.
Well, I know you like money.
Can I have some money right now?
No, you know what? You have to wait until segment four to figure
out
how to
get
money. What
would you do if you had $1 million?
I mean, if it was my $1 million, I wouldn't do anything with it. I'd sit on it and I'd sit on a couch and do absolutely nothing. But if it was your $1 million.
But what was that movie? I'm quoting a movie.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the movie, but what would you do if you had $1 million? I'd do two chicks at the same time.
Oh,
what is that movie?
I don't know. Is that Matt McConaughey from?
Sorry, guys. Little side note here, but that's what I was thinking about.
Me and my other buddy. I don't know why we were talking about what
is
we
it
were.
It's an Office Space, is it?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up.
We have to Google it.
All right.
When in doubt.
All right. I took it there.
Well, Ashley, you know, it's been a long time since you've been able to take us out, so I think it's only customary for you to take us out to break. Why don't you go ahead and give some love to our sponsors?
Absolutely. So you are listening to The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio, which is 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM as well. Presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. And we'll be right back.
It's week 7 at the Finish Line.
You're giggling at yourself now.
I like to have fun, and this is fun. So we are back at the Finish Line. It's Randy, Matt, and Ashley. Sounds a little bit better. I like Randy, Ashley, Matt, but it just rolls off the tongue. Randy, Matt.
Ram.
Only you. Come up with something that awesome. All right. Well, it's Randy, Ashley, and Matt. It's the Ram group, even though I'm a Ford guy. But yeah, we're back, guys. It's week 7. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. If you're out trick-or-treating and you're just letting little rugrats go around knocking doors in your car, you're in your car listening. That's kind of, we don't care how you listen. You can go to Podbean. You can go to KRDO, the website. Top left corner, you can click on the radio button. It'll have a drop down in there. You hit podcast, and then we should populate right there on the Podbean. Super simple, super easy. Go download, like our page on Facebook. It's The Finish Line. I think it's The Finish Line COS. So go to our Facebook page. Anyways, before we get into the license plate scam these guys are pulling out in Georgia, anybody do anything exciting this weekend, this past weekend? Matt, what did you do this past weekend?
I worked.
That's right. You were telling me about,
yes,
about your crazy day on Sunday.
It's not a fun weekend.
Sucks for you. You must not know Jesus if you were at work on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't rest on Sunday.
No, you did not.
I did not.
I heard about that crazy story.
Yeah.
Do you have anything exciting going on?
Yeah. Well, we had a few events, private events at Johnny Martin's, so that was keeping us busy and on our toes.
Nice.
Other than that, laundry.
Typical, you know, mom stuff.
Typical mom stuff. Cleaning.
You pick up any Legos on the bottom of your feet?
Not this week.
Oh, okay.
Not this week.
What about you, Randy?
Me?
Yeah, what'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
No.
Tear up anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, your backyard?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I guess in the late 60s when my home was built, I guess they had an abundant supply of concrete.
Is this leading up to what you did?
Oh, yeah, I replaced my fence.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm talking a couple days ago, bud.
Yeah, he's like, dude, this weekend, 1968, that's why you're here, Matt. You're here to keep me on track.
Gotcha.
Because I digress. You know, you put me in left field, I'll be in the bleachers.
Yes, I know.
I can fly really quick.
So what'd you do?
He's like, now back to the question. I built a fence. You know, just that privacy fence at my house. It's nothing big. It's a bunch of concrete, demolition.
So it went without any issues?
No, everything, start to finish. It's like an onion. No big deal. You know, we had a tractor out there.
I'm full of movie quotes, are you going to paint the fence?
Danielson.
Danielson. Wax on.
No, that's
wax
what we on. Do at my shop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in my yard painting the fence, learning how to do karate.
Yeah.
So, it was exciting. It was fun. Tiring. Looked great. Finished it in a weekend, half of it. So, yeah.
Nice and smooth, no hiccups.
A lot of hiccups. We had a tractor out there because, you know, I don't know if anybody knows me, but I'm not going to dig a hole, not willingly, not without a tractor. So, you know, we had a tractor out there. The guy hit one of my trailers. There was concrete over the entire yard. I could spend this entire show talking about it. It was fun, and it looks great. So
that's all that matters.
Yeah. We're talking about the Instagram guys in Atlanta. So basically what these guys are doing, I'm not going to promote their Insta page or nothing like that, but what they did was, it's known as the, at least in Georgia, all the officers are talking about it as a Montana scheme, and it's been going on for years. It's no secret. I know people here that are doing it because we're so close to like Montana and Idaho. The company I worked for 15, 20 years ago did the same thing. We had a fleet of vans, and they were all registered out of Idaho because it was a fraction. I mean, I don't care. It was $15 to register a vehicle in Idaho.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up with in Washington. I had several friends that would do that.
Jump over to...
Just ride across the border.
Yeah. $15, one plate,
yep.
Registration for the whole year.
That's smart.
Yeah, you can't knock someone's ingenuity, but you can't you can't break the law and expect not to get away with it.
So that's breaking the law?
Well, yeah. So the residents...
Sorry.
The law.
I had no idea, guys.
Well, you're a law-abiding citizen, aren't you?
Most of the time,
you're
right.
A vet, you know what I mean?
Yes,
you're a good
yes.
guy. I mean, you're probably one of my better behaving friends.
Thank you.
You know, the whole time we were in Telluride, you were dang near sober the entire time. I can't ask for a buddy better than that.
Yes, yes, I was.
Drive me everywhere I need to go with my personal chauffeur. I loved it. So, anyways, I guess the people in Georgia are getting really upset. They're pissed. The cops are, they set up their own task force. So what's happening is they're buying a $250,000 car. They're starting an LLC in Montana. And then the cars don't even leave the state of Georgia. So, they're in some trouble. So they've bought like 50 supercars for their Instagram. I don't know where their money comes from. But, I mean, they're spending $250,000 on a car, but they don't want to pay the taxes on the registration.
Gotcha.
By the way... Taxes on like a $250,000 car is about $10,000. So
yikes.
You know, I got $250,000 for this Lambo, but I can't afford the registration. So
even tag it.
So they tag it, yeah. So that they, and it's not too, you know, technology, and you got to get creative, I guess, as law enforcement. It wasn't too, it's not too hard for these guys to be caught. You know, they got a Montana license plate, and then they have a Bulldog's license plate frame, you know? So, yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. You know, you'd think you would give it a little bit more thought than that. So the way they're catching them is real simple. We lived in Georgia for a while. They have a peach pass.
E-470.
Easy 470 pass.
Right.
I get a bill every month. It's in a pink envelope. Yeah. It says overdue. I haven't paid it in a year and two.
Me too.
You know, someday you should probably pay that.
Yes.
I pay mine, Randy.
Because well, he's the law-abiding citizen, remember?
I told you, everyone's got to have a good friend.
We got Sideshow Matt. He's our good friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're cross-referencing the Peach Pass. So they're getting their daily route. They're following them on Instagram. There's nowhere you can go anywhere in the world, maybe two places in the world, where you were delivering babies on your mission.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They don't have, I mean, that's one place. And then maybe in the Amazon where they don't, you know, Elon Musk hasn't launched his satellite for worldwide Wi-Fi yet. But everybody's got a camera phone. So they're, people are going to car shows. They're seeing these exotic plates. And their plates are well known. I mean, they're like stuff like too rich for you.
Just
in your face license plates. So everyone thinks they're cool license plates. So they're snapping a picture of a, you know, a 458 Ferrari because it's got a badass license plate. And let's be honest, Ferraris are pretty cool.
They're pretty cool.
I love them.
I mean, you know why I don't like them?
Because you can't afford one?
That's it. That's exactly why I don't like
them. That's a good guess.
Typically, you know, Randy, me, I normally, growing up, got everything I wanted, even though I was told no. But that seems a little far fetched right now. You know, if I had $250,000, you know what I would do if I had $1 million?
Buy a Ferrari?
Yeah, I'd buy a Ferrari.
And then tag it?
Yep. I'd tag it in Colorado.
In Colorado?
Yeah. Probably not. I'd run up to Montana.
Oh my God.
What, dude? You know how people get $1 million? Because they're cheap. Well, they're frugal. I'm sorry. They're frugal. Like Montana.
Like Montana.
So, anyways, they're cross-referencing these guys' Instagram. They're following them on the Peach Pass, and because they want to make sure it's an ironclad case, you know, before they try to go in and take these guys to court, because everyone's going to have a story. Attorneys are very good, so they want to do all their homework. Well, after about a year or two, they finally gotten all the evidence that they need. They know that they're driving there. They know those cars have never even left the state of Georgia.
That's what I was going to say. Are these license plates being mailed to them? Because that's kind of an easy way to be ping them.
So they have brokers.
Right.
You know, because if you're saving $10,000, right, and you're only paying $200 for...
What a deal.
Yeah.
You just go... I know, it's crazy.
My God.
Could you imagine if we all just moved up to Montana and we started brokering license plates across the country?
No comment.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we have our same friend to keep us...
But yeah,
check.
These guys are just, they'll start an LLC for, you know, I guess the way it's going down, I don't know, because I haven't been to Montana since ever. They're finding a brokering company to start the LLC, registered under an address there, and then they'll mail them their plates.
I wonder if those companies are aware of what they're doing.
So in the article that I read, the way that they started change, you know, because on top of the Instagram and on top of the car shows and the Peach Pass, then they go to the dealerships and they start threatening the dealerships because, you know, that's money that's leaving the community.
Mm-hmm.
No different than the tent guys that are coming to Colorado and they're savaging all the funds that should be circulating in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And I don't think that people actually understand what's going on when you do that. So all of our insurance rates are going up. Everybody is affected by the hailstorm of 2018. So all our rates are going up. Why would you then give money to people who are not here and then they get to take it back to Texas or Arizona or Arkansas or wherever they're from, and their rates aren't going up like ours? But if you kept the money here, guess what that does? It creates more jobs. It allows me to hire more people. It brings in more people to Johnny Martin's. Then Ashley's hiring more people. And those people are spending money here. And that money recirculates here in the Colorado Springs area. Same thing going on in Atlanta. These guys owe $1.2 million.
To who?
Different counties in Georgia.
Just the state. Yeah, probably the state in general. I mean, that's... So they tax just, money they, to fix roads, put in the school system.
So they could just sell a couple of the cars and pay it off.
Right?
And still be just fine, right?
Well, apparently I think that the cops are, or the task force that's been tasked with this is trying to give them a good old boy. Because if I don't know if anyone's ever been or lived in Atlanta or Georgia or anything like that.
No.
It's a good old boy country. You know what I mean? Hey.
Was Georgia.
Well, and here's the deal. Let's come on in. Let's get this handled. We don't want to take you to jail. We don't want to take your cars. We just want what money is due to the state. So they're approaching them on a different angle because if you're in California, they've confiscated cars just for street racing.
Right.
Your car is gone.
Mm-hmm. So they're giving them an opt-out. So that's the license plate scheme. We're going to come back, guys, in segment three. We're going to talk a little bit more about Johnny Martin's because I know they have some exciting things to share, and we got some money to give away. Give some money away to you in segment three. What's up, Ash?
You are listening to The Finish Line with Randy, Ashley, and Matt on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Mike Shaw Auto Group, American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and we will talk to you later.
See?
Talk to you later.
You do that. Welcome back, guys, at The Finish Line. Matt, get your finger out of your nose.
Come on, bring. I want the big old welcome back, man.
Here we are again, week seven. And, I keep calling out the weeks because it helps me keep track of how old I am, I guess. But, yeah, The Finish Line is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery. It is in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. During the break, I had to listen to you two talking about talk to you later, so we're back.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, dude. Talk to you later, bro. So Johnny Martin's, we're gonna do some giveaway on that. I think that what we were talking about during the break is gonna be really, really cool. We'll get into that towards the end of this segment, maybe first segment four. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give away some cool gifts.
Giveaways.
Yeah. Exciting.
Giveaway.
Who doesn't like a good giveaway?
If it's money.
Oh, we're back to the money again, huh?
Hey, man. Come on.
Is that all? We're a car show, not a money. You need to go.
I love cars, but you got to have money to get them.
Well, then you need to listen to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey will tell you how to get money. He's on KRDO. You got to check him out. I've been listening and reading like some Facebook feeds, and that guy is super, super well known. And I've listened to a couple of
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey. He's the money guy. He's going to help you investments and stuff like that. Have you seen any of the concepts, the new cars that are coming out in 2019?
Are you talking like, what is it, the Cheyenne? What about that one? The C10?
Yeah.
The Cheyenne?
Yeah.
It looks like the old school, but it's just like brand new. Is that kind of thing what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know,
that's all I got.
I'm out. I don't know. I'm going to learn something, I feel like, right now.
Well, you know, Ford's ditching all their sedans. So
yes.
the Fusion, the Focus, the Fiesta. Do they have any other cars? I think that's it. Those are
for SUVs, I think.
No, they're going to keep the Expedition.
The Explorer and the Expedition.
Expedition.
Just the crossovers are going.
The little
mid-size
ones?
They're going to keep the mid-size. Well, no, all their cars. So the Fusion.
Oh, cars. You said SUVs.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
So you mean a sedan.
All their sedans are gone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So not SUVs.
I didn't say SUVs.
Oh,
ooh, I'm feeling
Ashley?
The tension.
Did he say SUVs?
I thought I heard SUVs as well.
Ba-dum-ts.
Well, then I'm going to have to go ahead and just listen to myself and listen to find out. No, they're
you can download that on Podbean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can go to the KRDO News Radio or the website and check it out on Podbean.
I guess we'll just have to finish this argument later, huh?
All right.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Talk to you later.
So the reason that Ford's doing that is I was fortunate. Well, I used to work at Ford. I don't know if anyone knew that, but I was a fleet. I was a fleet guy for a while, and actually had the opportunity to go to the Kentucky truck plant and watch how these things were built, and it's amazing.
That's kind of cool. Yeah,
I've never done that.
Yeah. So what Ford did is they took the concept from Toyota. Believe it or not, Toyota, you know, the Asians are very, 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 very smart when they come to all that stuff. So at
Asian
the
Ford persuasion
at
sorry.
The at the Ford.
Sorry, I just like saying that.
At the Ford plant, they showed us how an assembly line works, and from what I've from my understanding, the reason they're doing away with the cars is tariffs. Those are pretty much built out of the country, and they're not going to bring them back to the United States. So, in order to save money, they just said, you know, screw it, we're going to do away with it till tariffs are lifted. Who knows? But I do know that when they run it, the Explorers and the F-150s and the 250s, they're all on the same chassis. So rather than build a whole other plant or revamp the plant to have a smaller chassis go through, they can run one chassis and have three or four tunnels. You know, tunnel number one is the Explorers. Tunnel number two is the Expedition. Tunnel number three is the F-150. Tunnel number four is the Super Duties. So they're able to produce more cars at less cost. So they're doing away with that in 2019.
They're on the same frame?
Yeah.
Heavy duty, it doesn't matter?
No. I mean, everything, they change like leaf springs, components, and all that stuff. But
the actual frame is just...
Another thing is when they first start building, which is really, really, really cool, they build them upside down. So the chassis comes upside down. They put the muffler in. They put all that stuff on there right there. They move back. They have a tape. They have like a checkered tape on the floor, which is where this thing's going to flip once they build the bottom. They hit a button, and that thing just drops. Boom! And it flips right over, and that's how the line starts. You want me to do it again? I know it's not going to happen.
You're so passionate about the boom! Just the whole body and everything.
Boom!
So new concepts.
Ford Fun Facts, brought to you by Randy from In-N-Out Auto Salon.
Well, if we can get Leet in here from Mike Shaw Auto Group, I've only been asking him for like weeks, so I'm going to go. And here's the thing that sucks. Every time I go there, he's off on Mondays, I think, because every time I try to go there, he's off. And I'm like, does the guy ever work? I mean, he sells a lot of cars. But new cars, new concepts that are coming out. The Bronco.
Oh, no, the Blazer, I thought.
No, the Bronco.
The Blazer, Ford. Too.
Oh, Chevy's coming out with the Blazer again?
They got the Blazer. They got the Cheyenne, the C10. They do have the Bronco. Yeah, the Blazer, man. I just saw that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Chevy's coming out with the new Blazer. That's rad.
Look up the C10, the Cheyenne. That it looks, it's the orange with the white pinstripe. It looks just like it did 1,000 years ago. It's just fresh looking.
Yeah, no, it is pretty sick.
It's got the Blazer, yep.
And I think like we're at a really interesting time in the automotive world because they're bringing all these cool cars back. You know, and I think Dodge led that when they brought the Challenger, the Charger, because you know what else is coming out?
Tell me.
Barracuda.
Really?
Yes.
Dude.
We are living in a really kick-ass time to have, you know, because we were obviously born after these cars had kind of filtered out. We were a little too young to, I mean, I'm sure there's a few of them that are restored, but to have them like as everyday drivers.
Yeah, it wasn't common for us.
No. And so it's going to be rad to see the new technology and the old school look, you know?
Pretty face and they kind of just kill the inside. You know what I mean?
We already know that's what it is. All cars these days are held together with nothing but a clips.
I had high hopes.
Yeah.
You know.
So, and I know that because when you bring your hail-damaged car into In-N-Out Auto Salon, we have to take them apart to fix them. Essentially, the only thing left on a car that holds it together, like bolts together, is your wheels, your motor. That's it. I mean, everything else is a clip. It's like a puzzle piece, you know. So, yeah, those are the new cars and concepts coming in. Go online, look them up. You know, everyone's going to be looking for new cars with all the hail damage that are on them. And if you still have not gotten your hail car fixed, it's time. You can drop it by In-N-Out. We don't have a waiting time. We're doing 3 to 4 cars a week at a mellow pace. So we're getting them in. We're getting them out. That the days of the, you know, the 6 to 8 weeks to get your car fixed, those are now down to, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. Shoot, I got a truck in there now, a hail damaged truck, and we'll probably have that out by Friday. So
really, that's fast.
Yeah, because we're not, you know, we're not chopping off. I mean, we still have those cars out there too, where you're chopping off roofs, replacing trunks.
Chop shop.
No.
I just felt like saying that.
No, not, I'm so tired of chopping off roofs. I mean, it's, you know, because everyone gets mad. They're like, dude, where's my car? And I'm like, come on. Way to cut off your roof.
Right. You know, sorry, we can't just glue it back on.
You know, it's like, you don't walk in and be like, I got a herniated disc. Hurry up. I got dinner.
You know? Good analogy.
So what's up with you guys, Ashley, over at Johnny Martin's?
What's up?
You have that all-you-can-eat coming up, don't you? Don't you have a $25 all-you-can-eat spiel?
Whoa. We just had it on Friday.
Oh, what was it?
You missed it. Prime rib.
Uh-huh.
I know. Ooh. We do it once a month. It's the last Friday of the month. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think we might be skipping November just because that Friday falls Thanksgiving. Yeah, so we might skip it.
God, makes me hungry.
November, but oh yeah, it's amazing.
Jeez, I want some turkey.
Slow roasted some prime gobble, rib. Gobble.
I am not looking. I mean, the only part of things, the holiday seasons are great, right? For like rekindling with your family and
or for
friends.
People that like to eat.
Dude, I am no. Look at me. I am done. I am trying to lose weight. And the way I'm trying to do that is not doing 7 plates on Thanksgiving and then going to bed.
You could just skip Thanksgiving.
Well, I would if Johnny Martin's would have their flag, their checkered flag party.
Checkered flag.
Yeah, no, I heard that prime rib because I know that when I was over there earlier, Chef was making lunch for, not Mo, who's the guy?
Josh.
Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, dude, half pound of prime rib.
Yep.
Yummy.
What's your favorite dish over there, Matt?
Because
I know,
I don't
know. You're a burger guy.
I love burgers.
Well, you got the Johnny Burger, yeah?
Yeah. I do that burger and some fries. I've tried all your guys' fries. Truffle fries?
Yeah.
Seasoned fries, regular fries, and Randy always tells me, hey, man, you want to split it? I'm like, no, I'm going to kill it myself. We're good.
Then halfway point, he looks over and he goes, I'm still going to kill it.
Yeah, I'm just slowing down.
And then 3/4, he's like, we should have split the plate.
I got to try some different food, though. I mean, I always get a burger and fries, but I got to.
What's
See,
the
you should try like the Reuben fries.
What's that?
Reuben fries?
Yeah.
It's like a Reuben sandwich built on top of like
What's
French
a Reuben
fries.
Sandwich?
Really? It's a sandwich. God, it's a sandwich made by a guy
Thousand
named...
Island, sauerkraut.
It's a sandwich made by a guy named Reuben. He only comes in on Tuesdays.
Is it so that's really a sandwich then?
It's typically a Reuben is a sandwich. But we just smother fries in it.
Oh God.
So good. So good.
I'm not even hungry and I want to go eat some right now.
I know, right? Next time you come in.
Okay.
Have you tried what's the one that has the egg on it?
That's a Johnny Burger. That's his.
Oh, no. I haven't had that one.
You have?
No.
I'm trying to tell you to.
You can't call him a burger of whatever until you've had the Johnny Burger.
What's a
Johnny?
Burger? Do we not have a bleep button and you're bleeping right? yourself? It's not a burger. It's just a burger. We're just going to.
Sorry, the word escaped me.
Oh, man.
Johnny Burger.
Yep.
Then there's the one that the Madame.
Yep, the Croque Madame. That one's huge, too.
I'm telling you, I'm a big guy, right? I'm almost as big as you, Matt.
I'm taller.
You're fluffy. Is that what you said?
I'm okay with fluffy. Comfortable, fluffy.
You're luscious.
Yeah, you called us fat. We're not fat.
No, yeah, we are.
No, we're fluffy.
We fluffy.
We fluffy.
Well, if we keep eating at Johnny Martin's every day,
we're going to get fat.
But we're happy fat.
I only go there Mondays. That's my day off, and I come in the spring, so then I always go there. Actually, you know what? I've been going there for the past few weeks now, every Monday consecutively.
That's because you're looking for Ashley. You're like, dude, where's that smoking hot?
Oh,
you know,
stop.
I do always ask. I'm like, hey, so she coming on the show today? No, not today. Well, damn. Okay.
But she will be back in segment 4.
Yes, I will be back. You are listening to The Finish Line with Randy, Matt, and Ashley here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Mike Shaw Auto Group, American Battery, and in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, and we'll be right back.
The Finish Line, week 7.
Wow.
Well, I did that for Matt. He's
Thank
like,
you.
Dr. Hoopity-goop. Anyways, he wanted to, I don't know why I make a fool of myself sometimes.
Because it's fun and it's intense and it's radio and...
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I mean, it's not like they're looking at your face, they're just hearing your voice.
Yeah, because I have a face for radio.
Well, then we got to look at you.
Guys, anyways, it's the finish line. We want to make sure that you guys know that this is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, 365 Grand Club, their properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group. Steve over at American Battery, thank you. Leet, if you could ever just show up to the studio, we'd like to talk to you sometime. I know that when you and I talk, you're always like, dude, I want it all to be Mike Shaw. And I go, well, all you got to do is come in. We'll give you the airtime. Tell us about your 2019 lineup. So let's try to get Mike Shaw in next week. That way...
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
That would be cool.
2019 lineup, that'd be good to talk about.
You know, not only people getting new cars because of the hail damage... but it's the end of the year, so now's the time to buy.
Did it not fly by to anybody else but me?
The year?
The year's almost gone. I think it flew by.
It flew by.
All of a sudden we had hail, and now the year's almost over.
Well, speaking of hail, if you guys still have hail in your car, come on over, 2930 Janitel Road. We're right off I-25 and Circle, exit 138. You can give us a call at 719-591-2779. Last week we gave away... $400. It was four $100 gift certificates to the first four people to call up for a ceramic coating. So Chris, Mike, and Jerry, thank you guys. You guys got the benefits of getting $100 off. Now, we don't discount hardly anything at our shop. I mean, we obviously support our boys in military and Back to Blue. So law enforcement, anytime they come in, we hook them up. Teachers, you know, we got to respect the fact that, you know, our kids are pretty dumb these days, so any teacher that's out there that's teaching them morals and values, you know, we got to respect that. So,
you know, teachers,
law enforcement, you know, we want to make sure we hook you up. Military is always welcome in our shop. But the three that got their ceramic, in fact, one of them is being done today. It's a three-year high-performance coating. We have a five-year coming in tomorrow, which is a five-year ceramic coating, which replaces wax. And imagine that, eliminating wax. But yeah, our five-year high-performance coating, you know, replaces wax. So rather than get your car waxed every 4 months like you should, you can just come in and get a ceramic coating, and it takes care of it. It leaves it, you know, we warranty it against loss of color, oxidation. We make sure the depth, clarity, it shines like hard, wet candy. So it's really, really, really bomb diggity. So those three, they got to save some money. We finished up our film installation booth at our shop.
Film installation booth.
Yeah, what's that?
So we install we install clear bra window tint, and you have to have a clean area for that. So I built a garage inside my garage.
Okay.
It's a 2-car garage. Very clean, very nice. And so yeah, we install in there. It's got a garage door. It's got nice. It's all stuff. What do you?
I see wheels turning over there.
So when you said film. Just because we're on the radio, I'm thinking TV.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay, thank you.
See?
I didn't know you were talking about film, like a piece of film to put on a car. We're thinking you mean we're rolling.
We are rolling.
Are you with us?
In my 5.0 rag top down so that my hair can grow.
Oh, my gosh.
And the girlies are on standby, and they're just waiting for me to drive by.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you thought the film.
I was with you.
Okay, thank you.
None of you guys never know what I'm saying?
What?
Rolling in my 5.0 with my hair, with my rag top down so my hair can't roll. My girl's
here he goes again.
I know.
Don't quit your day job.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling from Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit was... They're both in the same category, Vanilla Ice and Limp Bizkit.
I want to go back to this 2-car garage. The garage inside the garage.
Somebody here's got to have some sort of brain on them. So, yeah, it's a 2-car garage inside the garage, and we put on window film and paint protection film to protect your paint and to tint your windows so you can pick your nose at a stoplight without the guy next to you looking inside your car.
Why? He's doing the same thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't have tinted windows because he didn't come by In-N-Out.
This is true.
Yep.
Are you... So, is In-N-Out or Johnny Martin's... Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Johnny Martin's?
Johnny Martin.
Are you guys going to be giving away, like, any... I know you said at the very beginning of the show you were going to be giving away gift cards. Are you guys giving away them this week?
I think we give them away. What do you think, Ash? From between now and next Monday or next Wednesday?
Yeah, let's do it between now and next Wednesday.
Tonight?
No, it's not.
Well, we film.
Well, yeah, it's not next week though.
No. We record on Mondays, right? So like when you guys hear this, it's Halloween. That's why Matt's just learning how this works. So
welcome to KRDO, Matt.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, we record on Monday. They listen on Wednesday. So Wednesday's Halloween.
So you guys are going to give away gift cards.
All right. Gift cards.
Okay, gift cards.
Moving forward.
How many gift cards you guys are giving away?
I don't know. What were you going to do?
Well, I'm thinking the first four people to come into Johnny Martin's will get $25 off if they mention this radio show, The Finish Line.
So they just come in, mention the show, talk to you or absolutely. Whoever's there, whatever,
yep.
And they get a gift card.
Yep.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, that's too easy.
That easy. Yeah. I mean, we're right downtown, so.
I like that.
If any of the listeners are right in that downtown area.
Heck yeah, walk on by. You can walk anywhere downtown.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
He's so stupid. What would you do with $1 million, Matt?
I'll tell you what I'd do.
No, you won't. You will not. Twice you won't.
No, I won't.
But I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and I'll double that. Take that and double it.
The one upper here.
No, I mean, what I'll do is I'll... Right. What we'll do is we'll...
Just
right.
We'll make it look like one of your guys' burgers. We'll stack it.
I like it.
So, you go into Johnny Martin's Car Central at 1 Nevada.
1 South Nevada, Suite 110, inside the Central Bank Corp Plaza.
Okay. Central Bank Corp Plaza. They have parking right there on the street for meters. If you guys are super rich like Matt and you have a pocket full of change.
It only takes a quarter.
For 20 minutes.
That's all you need.
I like to enjoy my food when I go there. I don't know about you, but
you get a gift card, all it takes is 20 minutes.
No, it's 20. She's going to give $25 off, right?
Either way.
Or a $25,
yeah. $25 gift card, or if they stay and eat, we'll do 25 off.
Cool. So like then what I'll do is I'll stack that. I will bring over four $25 gift cards, so that way they can eat, essentially get a meal for free, because if they get the card or they stay and eat, hopefully they bring some friends, because those, your guys' race car,
the racing simulators?
Talk about that.
They're really cool.
I think you told us in week one or two that they have got almost every track or...
Yeah, just about every racetrack, any racetrack imaginable you can think of, and just about any car.
Dude, I tried that today for the first time.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, I was waiting for my food and for you, and the guy's like, hey, you want to try out the simulator? I'm like, well, yeah, sure. How much does that cost? He goes, just come here, let me show you this. So he just took me over there. He said, sit down, and this is how this works. This is how this works. And I'm looking at three different screens, and I'm just like... Okay, what do I do? He goes,
step on the gas.
Step on the gas, yeah. Put it in first gear and go. And I did it. And first turn, I'm just flipping. I'm like, okay, where's the reset? He goes, it's right here. You guys actually have a reset button.
We do have a reset. I mean, it's pretty much real time, essentially.
Yeah, it felt real.
And you can change the weather.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a couple of patrons that come in there's one from Fort Collins, this badass chick from Boulder that actually race cars. So. Huh. They drive down and spend a whole day just practicing that car they're going to drive on that track
and
to prepare themselves for their race coming up the following weekend.
And those have
shocks.
Yeah,
they move.
Right? Hydraulics.
Mm-hmm. You got to put your seatbelt on.
Yep. They're really cool.
I got a joke for you, Matt, because you said step on the brake, right? So
step on the what?
So hold on. How do you top a car?
Say that again.
How do you top a car?
How do I top a car?
Yeah. You tap on the brake, stupid.
He's stupid.
When you said, oh, my God, I got
whatever.
The joke for you. Like, oh, we were going to tell a joke, and that one's clean that we could have told, because the one you were going to tell was not clean.
All my jokes are clean. I'm the law-abiding citizen.
Well, you want to hear a dirty joke?
Yeah.
Horse fell in the mud. Want to hear a clean joke? Horse took a bath. So, anyways.
Oh,
Ashley, to you.
So, those things have shocks on them. They've got different weather patterns. They've got racetrack patterns. You guys got burgers. You got... you can host parties?
Absolutely.
Corporate parties and events?
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
Because Christmas is right around the corner.
We are. I mean, if you haven't booked your holiday party yet...
Listen, Christmas
now.
Is right around the corner. You know, we're in an era now where we can say Christmas and it feels great. So happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas. But for those that do, if you haven't already booked your holiday party or your Christmas party or your Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or any other... Whatever it is...
I was going to say happy Hanukkah.
You know what I mean? I say anything. You come up and you say happy Hanukkah, I'm going to say happy Hanukkah back. Honest to God. Or if you say happy Kwanzaa, I'm going to say it back. Because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
So anyways, book your corporate party, your holiday party, Kwanzaa party, Hanukkah party, Christmas party, birthday party. Let's just have a party. don't even have to be a holiday or anything. Just book it. Call up. What's the phone number over there, Ashley?
719-999-5995.
So you guys are each giving away four gift cards. They come into Johnny Martin's. They get $25 off. if they actually eat and, you know,
if you
enjoy,
eat there,
then you get another $25 gift card, but towards In-N-Out. Is that correct?
Fantastic. That is correct.
Well, guys, happy Halloween. Trick or treat. Be safe out there. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber.
Absolutely.
I hope everybody eats candy for breakfast like me tomorrow. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, you have kids. If I try to knock on a door, I'm going to get arrested for pedophilia.
Yeah, they know what candy to save for mom. 40-year-old
man knocking doors by himself isn't going to work. Anyways, guys, we're out of time. We will talk to you guys next week. Ashley, let's take us out.
Thank you for listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Mike Shaw Auto Group, American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. And we will talk to y'all later.
Talk to you later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your hosts, Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.